This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
And thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Alex Gerald, the Chief Experience Officer and co-founder of Nom Nom Now, a pet health company that crafts and delivers custom portion made-to-order fresh food for dogs and cats. What a setup here. I'm looking forward to hearing all the details. And Alex, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric. Excited to be chatting with you today.
And of course, we're excited to have you with us. So tell us, what is Nom Nom Now and what made you start this company? Let's start there.
Absolutely. The inspiration, she is now a 5-year-old miniature Australian Shepherd named Harley. We actually brought her into our family in 2014, and early 2015, she started having a ton of health issues. So we were looking into, we've been to the vet a handful of times. There was really nothing they were able to do for her because she has an immune system issue. So they suggested taking a more holistic route and trying to boost her immune system naturally through making her fresh food. So we started cooking at home with a recipe provided by our veterinarian. Over the course of about a month, we saw vast improvements in her health and kind of took a look around and were like, why is nobody doing this already for dogs at the time, and now dogs and cats? So Nom Nom Now was born.
And good for you for being proactive and making it happen. Good stuff there. Now, why should pets eat fresh food, and isn't kibble good enough?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, we have been serving kibble to our pets for, half a century at this point. And we've been told, this is the best food option for them. But we know for ourselves, when you eat better, when you eat fresher, when you eat healthier, you feel better. You are healthier. So definitely the same is true for our pets. Feeding a diet that's free of artificial preservative, of fillers, of byproducts, what we're doing when we're actually providing them with a diet like that is we're giving their bodies the chance to use that food for fuel and for being healthy and happy, versus having to actually get rid of a lot of that unusable material that's in the food. So fresh food is a phenomenal option for pets because, again, it really provides exactly what they need. It nourishes them versus just kind of feeding them to survive, if you will.
Yes, isn't that the truth? Now, what do you think people are interested in this product, especially at this time?
Yeah, it's a great question. And really, since we started this in 2015, I actually used to go out to dog parks and ask people if I could feed their dogs. I would take samples of the food. And that's really how we got started and started driving awareness to fresh food. But even since 2015, now at the end of 2018, we're seeing so much more awareness within the space. And I think a big part of that comes from just the trends, how pet food will actually follow human food trends. So people looking for healthier options, fresher options, better nutrition for themselves. And then another big part of this is pets are part of the family. They're not property. They are not, something that we own. They are a beloved member of our family. And so with more people adopting that attitude and outlook, they want to do what's best for their family members. And whether they're 4-legged, 2-legged, 3-legged, whatever, they want to make sure that they're getting the best health and nutrition possible. And so I think that trend of humanization of the relationship between us and our pets is also another big reason why people are really interested in fresh food as an option at this time.
Today we're visiting with Alex Gerald, Chief Experience Officer and co-founder of Nom Nom Now, a pet health company that crafts and delivers custom portioned made-to-order fresh food for dogs and cats here on eHealth Radio's Animal Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Alex, is it expensive to feed a pet this way?
Yeah, definitely we're going to be more expensive than a traditional kibble diet. And really that would come down to, the quality of the food and the service that you're getting. So we don't carry inventory, for example. All of our food is made to order fresh every week so that when our customers are receiving their pets' meals, they're getting individually portioned meals so they don't have to worry about portioning out or portion control. And it's ready to serve. So there's definitely value, the preventative health angle as well. well. You hardly, knock on wood, we have not been back to the vet other than routine health visits since she went on a fresh diet. So definitely I think there's also something to be said there. Yes, it's more of an investment up front, but there's long-term benefits to actually making that investment. So to give you an idea, do you have a dog, Eric?
I sure do, and I was certainly looking forward to our conversation today for that reason.
Oh, good, good. How much does your dog weigh?
I would say just around 10 pounds, maybe a little less.
10 pounds. And is that a healthy weight for him or her?
I would say he needs to lose a couple of pounds.
Okay, great, because we do take that into account. Like for pets who need to lose or gain weight, we want to know that in order to make their portions even more accurate. And how much does your little one, how old is your little one?
I would just say shy of 2 years.
2 years. Awesome. Still a pup. How much activity would you say your dog gets every day? Like less than 45 minutes, 45 to 90, or north of 90?
I would say right around 30 minutes, a half an hour.
Half an hour. Awesome. Great. So what we would offer your pup then, if you wanted to get weekly deliveries, it would be about $29 a week. And that would be if you received a weekly delivery cadence. However, for pet parents who are willing to receive more than a week of food at a time, we actually offer a discount. So any savings that we realize through labor or packaging by delivering more food at once, we pass on to you. So if you were to get a monthly delivery for your pup, it would actually go down to about $17 a week. And if you think in terms of this is 14 meals a week portioned for your dog, that's only a little over a dollar per meal for your dog every week to be getting the freshest possible food.
And you certainly can't beat that. That is awesome. Now, in conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, takeaway, anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today that you'd like the listeners to be aware of?
I would love to. My biggest thing is before we started cooking for Harley, I just knew I was feeding her the absolute best food. But when my vet actually challenged me to look at the ingredient label, to start doing a bit more research, I was kind of taken aback by what I didn't know that I didn't know, if that makes sense. So I would definitely challenge listeners and pet parents everywhere to really become more well-informed about what goes into your pet's food. Read the ingredients. Don't be afraid to ask questions to your vet or even directly to the pet food brands that you're feeding. It really... What we feed them matters for their long-term health, and the more educated we can be, the better off our pets are going to be.
Well, it certainly has been great to have had you, and I'm sure listeners want to know where they can shop around and get further details on Nom Nom Now online. Where's the best place?
Yeah, absolutely. By visiting our website, it's www.nomnomnow.com. That's NOMNOW.com. And we are right now offering a 20% discount off that first order. So we'd love to have as many pet parents as possible take advantage and join the fresh food movement.
Again, Alex, all the best, and we certainly appreciate what you're doing in the space and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly enjoyed our time today.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's been a pleasure.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Alex Jarrell, the Chief Experience Officer and co-founder of Nom Nom Now, a pet health company that crafts and delivers custom portion made-to-order fresh food for dogs and cats. And for further details, visit nomnomnow.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.